We're here on KSOM on our Wyota Steakhouse Coaches Show as we get ready for tonight's matchup between Tri-Center and OABCIG. And the head coach for the Falcons, Larry Allen, joins me now. And, Coach, a good win over Ridgeview to start things off. You pulled away from them a little bit in the second half. How do you feel about your football team as you come into this matchup against the Trojans?
You know, it's a lot easier to be critical of things that happen when. You know, we did a lot of things that we need to be better at. We're just pretty fortunate that we were able to play so well defensively. So, you know, happy with the win, but we're sure looking to get better.
So what were some of the guys that stood out for you on the defensive side in the opening game?
Cade Spots had a really good game for us. I think he only had four tackles maybe, but he had three sacks from his linebacker position. He blitzed. You know, defensively, we just did a great job. We held Ridgeview to 25 yards rushing on 20 attempts, which forced them to throw the ball. And we didn't cover that as well as we had hoped. But anytime you can make somebody do their secondary option, you know, on offense, that's a good thing. So Cade did a great job. We have some linemen up, Wyatt Bingford, Kellen Hofling, Zach Balder, those guys up front really did a nice job. And Jack Gilbert, at one of the linebackers, did well as well.
On offense, it seems like things are centered around your quarterback, a junior, Rafe Jensen. He ran for 144 yards, threw for 128, did have a couple of interceptions. How would you evaluate what your QB did last week?
Well, Rafe was actually a transfer from Ridgeview, and that was his first varsity action for us against Ridgeview. So I'm sure emotions were very high for him. You know, he did a great job. He runs the ball very hard. You know, just some of the things we got to work in is some of those decisions, you know, as a quarterback, and that'll come with time, you know, he's not a guy that has had the opportunity to roll out as much as we roll him out and look downfield that much. So that's stuff we'll just need to improve on. Great competitor, works really hard, great team leader for us.
Yeah. And you do still have a DeGene on the team. You know, it doesn't get away. I guess the family runs thick with athletes. Tell me about Jax DeGene and what he brings to the table for you, because he goes both ways, I see.
Yeah, Jack's a big guy. He's about 6'6", I suppose. Runs pretty well for his size. We moved him to a linebacker this year to try to cover a little more space. I played corner last year and did a great job for us for 2 years, in fact. I'm trying to get him involved on defense a little bit more. You know, he will be our go-to guy, you know, from an offensive standpoint when we need some yards. We just got to, as a group, collectively, we've got to just do a little bit better job of getting our teammates open. Even though we may not be the primary target on a certain play, we've got to work hard so that we can get our buddies open. And that's been a focus for us.
Right. What do you see when you first look at Tri-Center?
You know, it's kind of like looking in a mirror. They do a lot of the same things that we do. You know, good quarterback, good running back, a couple of good receivers. That's a challenge for us. You know, the good thing is for both of us, that what we work on in practice this week will be what we've been working on for the whole preseason. You know, we've just got to try to force them into being one dimensional if we can, try to keep the quarterback in the pocket. You know, and from an offensive standpoint, we got to try to see where we feel that they're a little weaker and try to exploit that.
How do you feel like you match up against their two wide receivers? Because they not just have one, but two guys who can really catch it.
Yeah, that'll be a challenge for us. You know, we've got one guy that's not overly big and one guy that's started his first game the other night. So that'll be a challenge for us. We'll have to try to find ways to maybe help those guys out if we can. You know, the best pass defense is a good pass rush. So I'm sure Coach Cheezick will have a plan for us to get some heat on the quarterback and try to get him to throw the ball a little earlier than he'd like.
Yeah, I guess how much do you buy in to blitzing a lot? Do you just go straight up with what you got up front? Do you like linebacker blitzing? And what are you going to have to do to try and get pressure on the QB?
We probably blitzed more last Friday night than we have in any game in multiple years. You know, we need to create some activity, some action. And I think that's one way we can do that, you know, force those guys up front to have to move to block us. And we feel we have kind of an advantage up front. So with some athleticism, we're not the biggest, but we're pretty athletic up there. So if we can move those guys a little bit and create some gaps for our linebackers to come through, we feel that's going to be an advantage for us. And we're like every, you know, 1 and 2A school. We have a lot of kids that go both ways. I'm sure Tri-Center does as well. So we've got to try to find ways to give those guys a break as much as we can so that they're fresh and rested and available in that fourth quarter with as much in the tank as they can.
And just overall, what do you make of this matchup between these two teams? I mean, you're ranked pretty high in the polls. They are too. I'm sure you don't put too much stock into that, but still, it's two pretty good football programs, two good teams. You know, what do you make of just having this chance, a little measuring stick of your team early on?
Exactly. You know, there's the state matches you up with whoever you want, of course, but you have to prioritize things, and we're thankful for them putting us down. I'm sure they don't have a lot of people that wanted to play them this year, and we're kind of in the same boat. We don't have as many teams that want to play us in those preseason or those early games. So we're thankful for getting the opportunity. You know, it's an opportunity to see where you stand. Once we get into district play, we've got a pretty salty district that we're going to have to, you know, keep improving every week on. So this is going to tell us where we're at, what we need to get better at. And, you know, you can learn a lot from a loss. You can learn a lot from a close game. You don't learn as much from a blowout. So, you know, we're excited for the opportunity and to welcome the Trojans to town.
And lastly, I got to ask you one question about Cooper DeJean. I mean, when you talk about great athletes in the state of Iowa, I mean, the first name that comes to mind is Caitlin Clark, but I bet you number two is Cooper with what he's done in a short amount of time. He took he took Iowa City by storm with the Hawkeyes, and now he wins the Super Bowl with Philadelphia. You know, I think he is a celebrity in this state. What does his legacy mean to you, having the chance to coach him and come from your program?
You know, you know, something that every little kid in Northwest Iowa can look at. And, you know, coming from a small town, granted he had some God-given ability, but he made the most of it. He works hard, great leader, great person. And I think that's probably the biggest thing, that we had the opportunity to have him be part of our program. We have kids that, you know, are part of it now, whether it's elementary school or high school, where, you know, they see that and they want to emulate that and act like him. I think that's just a great credit to his character and what kind of person he is. You know, he's been a great ambassador for OABCIG football and Northwest Iowa in general.
Well, he's certainly a special player to come out of your team. Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck today against Tri-Center. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you, and thank you for the coverage.
Larry Allen, head coach for OABCIG football, with us here on our Wyota Steakhouse Coaches Show on KSOM.